Like, no, bro. They didn't show up. So he called me today. What else do you need to do?
Make the 3 and 8. Get your niggas ready.
Martin.
He gets locked on here, bro.
If you can't afford me, send him somewhere. They said you can't afford me. Trade me somewhere where I can, where they can afford me, man.
Look at you.
Yo.
We back. We are here.
Fight Night, episode 15. In the building.
Yes, I'm sorry, people. I really am. I know we didn't want Gerard, and it's an unfortunate situation. But we gotta make the best of what we have, you know? It's just what it is.
Hey, look, I know a little UFC. I watched the last card, so I can help out on this one. I watched it.
I appreciate that. I'm assuming you mean the pay-per-view, not the card from this past Saturday, where a man almost lost his eye.
No, I didn't. I saw it, but I didn't watch it. I was too busy doing something else at the time, but yes.
Understandable.
But yes, we are here. Welcome to our new folks out here. Yes, we are on Twitch. We are on Twitch now. So if you are on Twitch following us, this is our first episode on Twitch. Got my boy Peanut in the building. What's up, my guy?
Appreciate it.
So we are here. UFC Fight Night, episode 15. Usually on Thursdays, I don't be here. I'm backstage. Stepping in for my boy Malik. Marcus will show up once he get off work, so he'll be up here in a little minute too. So you have a nice little, you know.
We're nice working out here, people.
Yeah, so we're here.
We're working out here.
Let's jump into our first topic. Well, no, let's get your intro off for the people on Twitch that don't know who you are.
Yes, for those who don't know, I'm the West Coast captain of this year's ship. I talk too much sometimes, but it is what it is. Asshole by nature. Corey motherfucking Hansford. That's it.
Yeah, man. And you know who I am. It's your boy Gerard, a.k.a.
No, they don't.
Mr. Hard Work himself. Mr. Daiquiri Man himself, man. I'm here. I'm feeling good. I got an hour to hit before I hit a baseball game. You know what I mean? You know, we here. Let's rock and roll, man.
Let's get this going.
UFC 259, where we saw some, I would say, some good fights.
Some excellent fights up and down the entire card.
The entire card, yes.
Yes, the prelims and all of that it's one of the best cards definitely of the year. So far, it lived up to the hype. because there was a lot of, you know, a lot of attention, a whole lot going into it. And at the top of the card was Israel Adesanya moving up to light heavyweight in an attempt to take, you know, become a double champ against Jan Blachowicz. Blachowicz. I'm going to get this name right one day, I swear. And he failed. Blachowicz won unanimous decision. I didn't agree with, I think one of the judges gave him a 10-8 round at some point. And it was unanimous. I think all of them had it 4-1, Blachowicz. I had it 3-2 personally for Blachowicz. I gave Izzy the first and third. For me, I gave Izzy the first and third. I had him up 2-1 going to the fourth, and Blachowicz completely dominated the last two rounds. So I can't argue. There's no argument for that. It wasn't some. I feel like there's been a little bit of a like Blachowicz just destroyed him.
No, he had no
business being there. I feel like that's kind of been a little bit what I'm seeing. And that wasn't really the case. I thought it was a competitive fight, and then Blachowicz took over down the stretch intelligently using his size and his wrestling.
Right. You got to get Izzy on the ground if you're bigger than him and just control the ground game. And he waited until the right time to do it. He used his time in – I say he used it at the last round instead of going in early for wrestling.
Right. It was a smart move. And you knew that was kind of the question of whether Izzy could handle that kind of size and that mm-hmm. kind of wrestling. And I do think it is something where and it's something that I hadn't thought about. And I felt dumb for not bringing it up before the fight. In a reasoning that he didn't put on that much weight was because he always planned to come back down to middleweight after the fight. Someone like John Jones going up to heavyweight, John Jones is staying at heavyweight. So he's working to put on 20, 30 pounds of muscle in order to do that. For Izzy, he made the choice of I'm not going to put on that weight because then I'd have to take off that weight. And that is a horrible, horrible process in and of itself. That's what hurt Roy Jones Jr. back in the day when he went up to heavyweight, came back down to light heavyweight, was never the same. It's difficult. So I understand Izzy's choice in doing that, but it ended up backfiring on him because that's ultimately what cost him in the end. Well, look. Now is the time for the John Jones fans to go off.
Yes, the John Jones that night, that infamous Saturday night. As soon as he lost, John was like, "Well, I guess y'all can shut that shit up now, huh?"
First off, just a friendly reminder: John Jones, Izzy's name was in John Jones's mouth before John's was in Izzy's mouth. Let's again remind everyone of that. It wasn't Izzy going out of turn. It was John mentioning him and Izzy responding. Then it got all kinds of wild. Also worth noting, look, styles make fights. Who's to say Izzy would have fought John the same way that he fought Blachowicz? John's a good striker. He's never been an elite level striker. And John Jones also doesn't have the one punch power that Blachowicz has. John doesn't, you know, hands wise especially, he's not taking you out one punch in the style the way that Blachowicz is. Not saying he's not a better fighter than Blachowicz. I think he beat him, but you fight Blachowicz a different way than you fight John Jones. So, so just assuming, and I mean, we're fans. It's going to happen. Something happens, and everyone's like, oh, you see what happened here, and you see this, and it's a completely different fight. Obviously, in that realm, you think John's going to wrestle him and John would beat him. John is also known to want to strike with strikers. He did it against Thiago Santos. Thiago Santos had destroyed every single ligament thing he could possibly destroy in his knee, and he just was like, "Nah, I'm still going to try to outstrike him." And, like, I thought he won the fight, but he won the fight, but it wasn't like, oh, this was this impressive, oh my goodness, amazing performance from John Jones. It wasn't. But listen, Jones is earning the right talk stuff right now. That's going to happen.
Jones can't little boy him. Jones was little brother in him. He was like, hey, little buddy, good fight. You know, that's, go back. That's go back to where you came from. You know, leave my fine. Division alone.
And that's fine. And that's fine. John has all the rights to say everything right now.
Yeah,
he better win.
He just got to win at 260.
He better win when he fights at heavyweight. It is as simple as that. When he better win.
Heavyweight?
He's going to get the title fight. He's going to get the winner of next week's title fight.
That's 260 next week, right?
Yes. Next week, we'll see Stipe and Ngannou too. John Jones is going to get the winner of that fight.
So
probably fall. So I'd give it depending on how the fight goes. I'd say it's depending on how the fight goes. If it's like a war and they need some time off, probably closer to the fall. Like, what is this? It'd be the end of March. I'd say like August, September, something like that.
And just for the fans out there that hadn't, Jacksonville is letting the UFC go 100%.
Oh yeah, 261. Yeah, 261 is 100%.
So y'all be ready, because I think they're gonna do the same thing. I think they're gonna end up by that time everywhere might be pushing it, and if not, it's just gonna be in Jacksonville.
Jeez, I forgot that was in Florida. I don't know why I thought it was in Texas. That's the Usman's gonna be facing a very, very biased crowd that night. They travel into that in Florida where Masvidal is Cuban Jesus.
No, it's a wrap. It's gonna be
he's gonna be facing a very hostile crowd, but we'll get to that in a second. Like I said, Jones are in the right talk stuff. That's gonna happen. But he better win. It's as simple as that. He now has to win. If he doesn't, he needs to eat all of the shit that he's gonna get after that. Like, and you know he's gonna. If that were to happen, he's gonna still fight back and bounce on it, try to come back. If he loses, he's gotta take that.
Have you seen John Lane?
Yeah, he looks fucking ridiculous.
Like he should have been a heavyweight this whole time.
He always had, everyone always from the second John kind of started breaking in, everyone was counting down the days till he went to heavyweight. It was always one of those. He's got the frame where he can put on the right muscle and be good at heavyweight. That's always been the case. It was just a matter of when he was going to do it, and now's the time. After he won his last,
he did win. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. He won. Let it go officially. Well, it's a W in the books.
That's what I'm saying.
No matter what you think, Corey.
Officially,
W in the book. So what you think does not even matter. It does not matter. He won.
The more and more we do this, the more and more I come off like a John Jones hater, and I'm just really starting to embrace it. I really don't hate John. I really don't. Other guys I like more than him, but I really don't hate John. He always tends to get into it with some of my favorite fighters, and then I have to go on the offensive, and then I have to attack him in the areas where I feel I can. It's bad.
Hey, man, you don't have to attack him. Sometimes you should just let it go and just be excited that John Jones is, you know, he's John Jones. One of the greatest.
We're talking about. Okay. He is one of the greatest. Absolutely. I have a number two. I still have Silva ahead of him, but he's clearly it's those are the two.
Oh, for sure.
Like clear as day, it's Silva and it's John. Those are the two. I'll never take that away from him. We can breeze by the co-main event of 259. I think.
Yeah, she just beat the shit out of her.
Amanda Nunes destroyed this woman.
Good shot. Why? Who do you give Amanda? Who do you give Amanda though?
It was so terrible. Juliana Pena is out here talking crazy.
Crazy. Do you hear me, son?
I don't know what got in her.
Maybe she thinks she got the code. She got the code to break. She can break it.
She ain't beat nobody. She beat Kat Zingano a few years ago. That was like 3-4 years ago. Zingano's the only person to beat Nunes in the UFC. And that was back when Rousey was still the dominant champ. Zingano beat Nunes. That's her one win. She fought Felicia Spencer. Felicia Spencer was the girl who Nunes destroyed over 5 rounds, but just it was the 5-round fight. That she just like everyone was like, oh my god, stop the fight. This is terrible. That Nunes like almost murdered her in the ring. She tapped out Juliana Pena in like 2 minutes. That was like 2 or 3 fights ago. I think it was three fights ago. And Pena has beaten 2 no-names since then. That was the last name that Juliana Pena fought. And she got wiped the floor with her in like 2 minutes.
Nasty.
So, you know, Pena, and she still might get the fight because there's no one else at that weight. That's really all it comes down to. The only fight that would pose any kind of challenge, because it posed challenges the first 2 times they fought, is Shevchenko. And it's the only fight I care. It's the only fight I care about for Nunes is Shevchenko.
I mean, is they gonna make it?
I don't know. It'd be Shevchenko having to move back to 135, which is again her 135 is her natural weight class. But like Nunes at her weight, she's destroying everybody. And she's fighting at 261. That's the other fight. There's 3 title fights at 261 again.
I can say it's 3 title fights that night.
Rose and Wei Li Zhang, which is gonna be amazing. I don't even remember the girl Shevchenko was fighting at 261 now. Can't even it's like I'm forgetting, but it's someone that she should destroy once again. And like the first 2 fights were really, really close. I personally think Shevchenko won the second fight, and the majority of people that I recall had Shevchenko winning that second fight. Oh, she's fighting Andrade. That's who. She's fighting Andrade, who came up to 125 and, you know, won like one fight, and that got her a title shot because there's no one else there. Andrade couldn't strike with Rose. Rose was destroying her on the feet.
So this should be just another walk in the park, then.
This should be target practice. Because unlike Rose, Shevchenko was actually a decent wrestler. And Andrade is strong as hell, but I don't think she's just going to destroy and like muscle Shevchenko the way she did to Rose. And if they're going to strike, Shevchenko is going to murder just about every woman who's ever fought in the UFC, damn near.
Probably so.
Just about. She beat Joanna. And Joanna's top 2 or 3 strikers. That was basically a kickboxing match. So, just make Shevchenko Nunes 3, please. Please. That's all I care about. That's it.
Yeah, so moving on to the next fight on the card.
Oh, this one.
Peter Yan, Aljamain Sterling. How you feel about it? The knee. Was my boy putting on the acting class?
No. Here. Okay. First off, clear illegal knee. No one's gonna argue that. That was bad. Okay. That's really bad. Yes. Two. Are some of the doubters gonna start putting some respect on Jan's name yet? Because he was clearly starting to run away with that fight.
Yeah, he was tapping my boy.
Aljo came out at 1,000 miles per hour and it looked like it was working great. And Jan just bided his time, said, okay, we're gonna see if you can keep this up.
It's like running track. You run at 800, you start off fast. You better be able to finish fast.
You better be able to keep that up. By like the middle of that second round, Jan started to switch. And then that third round was just destruction. And that fourth round was going the same. And he threw a terrible knee. And I'm not mad at the disqualification call. I just don't like titles changing hands because of it.
This should be like a WWE rule.
Something.
But saying with saying that, if a champion is losing, he'll just
do something illegal to exactly. Exactly.
So, then we'll really have some fucking heels in UFC.
For real. Just, I don't know what happened. He just threw four punches after the bell rang. I don't know what's going on. I get it. I just don't like it, but I get it. It's the right call. I really don't like titles changing hands like that. And even Aljamain didn't like title changing hands like that. It sucks.
Put it back up.
Right. That's gonna happen. That rematch has to happen, especially with the way the fight was going like that. You have to once they're good, you're doing that fight.
I hope Aljamain learned his lesson. Like, hey, bro, slow down. It's five rounds. You ain't got to do it all in one. Slow down.
Figure out some time and go back and watch the tape. Right.
Go back and watch the tape.
Figure out something because that was not going the way you expected at all. I do want to ask, it was a point that I saw brought up after the fact. Is there any good route for someone that's in Aljamain Sterling's position like that? Like, it seems like there's a no wins. Like, if he's really hurt and he just goes back out there, he's at a huge disadvantage. He probably gets knocked out.
He loses the fight.
If he sits there and, you know, like what he does here, people say he's faking. And like, it's a really, there's not really a good path to take.
No, because
that kind of a situation.
Because if you go out there and you lose, then you're like, man, maybe I could have knocked him out in the fifth round. Who knows?
Right.
Like, maybe I would have caught him slipping. You don't right. know. But if I go out there and I get knocked out, possibly I could be ending my career off of that. Like, I could be ending my career because I got hit with a knee. In my temple.
In his temple. It wasn't like no kind of hands up protection. No.
And my equilibrium's all off.
Right. It's almost like the best move is to just take that and go, you know, almost to embellish it a little bit and just be like, look, I'm hurt. Because then if it comes back, it's like, oh, he wasn't really hurt. He's not, you know, if you look okay, if the doctors say we're stopping it, but you look okay and you're walking around and you walk back, like, I think Aljamain was kind of like helped back. He looked like he was kind of messed up a little bit and then was kind of okay. They did an interview with him after the fight, which don't make sense. It's like the doctors are trying to get him so they can check him.
We need to check
your brain cells right now. Stop talking to Joe Rogan for a second.
Joe can wait. You can wait later. You got to make sure you good, bro.
Right, but it's like if he gets up and he thinks, you know, if someone looks fine in that situation, but they stop the fight, then everyone's gonna say you were faking. But right. then if you're sitting there and you're kind of flopping around and doing a little extra, but if you really are hurt, like if you really feel like you're hurt and you're like, no, I'm dizzy, I'm seeing double right now, it's almost better to lay down or
it's like having a hangover. Hey, the room starts spinning. Hey, bro, lay back down.
It's almost the equivalent of like flopping on a charge in basketball. You can get, if you get in the right position, dude hits you dead in your chest and you don't move, you're not getting a charge.
No.
Even though it should be a charge. You know what I mean? Like you have in the NBA, you pretty much have to fall down and do that in order to get a charge. Shot dead to the chest.
They go a little extra, some of them, you know.
Right. I'm not, yeah, agreed. They do extra, but you have to at least hit the ground. You can't just take a shot to the chest and not fall down, you're not getting the charge. No, and that's almost why they do it.
That's why they teach you. Hey, once he hits you, you have to start leaning.
Exactly. I almost feel like that's kind of in the same vein where it's like if he just gets up, even if they say he can't continue, if he gets up and he's walking around, they're going to say he's faking.
Yeah, I think
so. If you're saying no, I can't see right or doing all this stuff, but then you get up and you walk out, even if that is the case, people are going to say you're faking. It's going to be a bad look to the public eye.
Hey, look here. Hey, take me out. Pick me up. Take me out. Give me the Paul Pierce treatment. Bring the wheelchair. Take me out.
Why'd you have to go? Why'd you go to that one? Oh, that's a sore spot for me.
Take me out, man. I got to go to the bathroom, bro.
Oh, wheelchair P. sore spot.
But no, man, I don't think he was faking. Seeing the knee to the temple, bro. If anybody's ever been hit in the temple,
right?
And he took a knee, like no protection, like straight.
From standing while on your knees, someone standing over you.
Full force. Nah, I'm good, bro. I got hit with a ball upside my head and I felt dizzy. So nah, I'm good, bro. Don't hit me with no knee. It ain't no meat on your knee. Like it ain't nothing. It's straight bone.
Whew. Yeah, that was
glad did nothing happen to the man, though. Like for real.
Yeah, and I do think that's coming. They're doing that rematch. You have to do that rematch. I think Aljo even said once he's good, he wants the rematch. He wants to do that again.
As gotcha. It should be. What up, Eric, bro? I'm the casual. Corey's the official. Eric, you should come up here one day.
Yeah, we got to get you up here for sure. The last one, there was a lot of other good fights on the undercard. Dominic Cruz got a win. I'm really happy with that. The only other one I really wanted to make note of is Magad Khabib 2.0. New Khabib. Oh my God. It looked like wrestling practice.
He was really dominating, dude, bro. Like this shit was incredible.
Like, and it's even if someone, like you said, you're getting more into UFC, you've watched more, but yeah. You know, like this wasn't your biggest thing. Even you watching that can go. Oh shit! That's some ridiculous wrestling,
dude. Dominant, dude was like just. This was my first time seeing dude, you know, and I said this card. I actually sat down and I watched it.
Yes,
I actually watched it, and I was like, okay, yeah, this is dead guy. Scary. He's amazing.
This is scary. It was. Yeah. Scary how good.
What division he in again?
That's lightweight. It's the same division. It's the same division. Yeah. Yeah. No. He needs top 10 guy immediately. He was all right. I think he was 13th or 14th coming into the fight.
Yeah.
And Drew Dober is he's been in the UFC for a long time. Like he's never been the top guy, but he's
more like a gatekeeper, you know.
Yeah, he's very much like a gatekeeper. Where you bring your little prospect over here, we'll see if you're, you know, put you in a tough fight and see if you could really hang. That shit was so.
And now you got to go. Hey, put him in the top 10 fight.
ASAP. It was like he was teaching wrestling class. Like, look, okay, when he does this, you want to do like that's. It was just not even. It was not even fair. It's absolutely unbelievable. So yeah, I cannot wait to see what his next fight is. Maybe it's Dos Anjos. Tony Ferguson looks like he's got a fight lined up coming up soon. So not Ferguson, but let me quick look at the. Yeah, give him Dos Anjos. That makes sense to me. Let's do that. I don't know, but
what is Dos Anjos rank?
Dos Anjos is 6 or 7. 7. Dos Anjos is 7. I made a joke to Malik to say, give him Connor next.
No, I'll do that.
Didn't like that idea.
I don't like it, and I'm a Connor fan, and I don't like it. If he looked like Khabib out there. No, Connor ain't. Connor, I don't know. Connor is too nice right now. I'm not feeling nice, Connor. I need shit talking, Connor. I need wearing $1 million suit, Connor. I need take your belt in your country and say, I need that Connor back.
Throwing monster energy cans.
I need all that. I need throwing gates and I need all that. Throwing gates at buses. I need all that. I need that Connor.
Maybe not that. Maybe not throwing dollies at a bus and taking out fighters on a car that had nothing to do.
Okay, maybe that's a little too far, but I need a little edge.
My two fights got canceled because of that.
Hey, fuck the card up, Connor. Hey, do your thing, dog.
Rose was strong. Poor Rose. Dog, Rose was like traumatized because of that. Like, thought we were going somewhere, and suddenly this shit just hit some window.
Not today. Not today.
Nah. Nah.
Not today, buddies. Not today.
That was a good card, man.
I'm probably going to watch this week's card just because the guy I've been trying to get on the show is on the card, Mr. Derrick Brunson. He had a nice knockout last time. And if I can if he can win this fight.
This is that Islam Drew Dober fight on a higher a higher level of like two stages above it, because Dana keeps throwing these kind of new prospects at Brunson, and he's mostly been putting them the fuck away. Except for Izzy.
Izzy gave him their work.
Izzy ran through him, but that's Izzy.
That's different. Right. It's a different nigga. That's Izzy.
But Kevin Holland's been on a run, and that is, I mean, the man knocked Jacare out while sitting down.
While sitting down. Do you hear that? He was sitting down. He was on the ground on his ass. That is wild.
It is wild. I am really looking forward. The whole card itself isn't much of a card, but that fight, I am definitely looking forward to seeing.
So, Derek, if you're listening, because I'm gonna chop this up and I'm gonna put it on Instagram. And if you watch it and you don't respond again, we're going to have some issues. Not too crazy of an issue. But I'm just gonna be like, hey, bro, you saw it. Come talk to me, bro.
If Brunson can get this win in an impressive, like a really good performance and an impressive win, he's not gonna be far off from a title shot.
I say give him another fight before, and then they're gonna have to give him a title shot.
They're gonna have to throw him up there because it would really just be it was Whitaker versus Costa, but Costa's out of that fight for some reason. I don't like him. I really don't like him. So now it's Kelvin Gastelum stepping up to fight Robert Whitaker, and if Whitaker wins that, then, and I'm assuming he will, then you have to do Whitaker and Izzy. You have to do that fight because Whitaker will have turned away everybody else. He whooped Darren Till, he whooped Cannoneer. Like, if he gets this one too, you gotta give the man his rematch that he never got. But should Gastelum upset Whitaker, that's on my birthday weekend, if I'm not mistaken. Should Gastelum upset Whitaker, that's gonna throw a whole giant
monkey wrench in the situation
into that division, and then it's going to be very open for a lot of people within the top six or seven of that middleweight division, and whoever wins this fight is going to be chief among them, probably more so if it's Holland, because he's the little more of the hotter prospect, and he's been calling out Izzy anyway, He's he won his last. He's been talking big shit to Izzy for like the last 2-3 wins he had got. And they love that kind of storyline. And that buildup would be fucking amazing. It would be absolutely outstanding. But Brunson has never been any pushover. And this is, he got power. He will knock you out. His wrestling's always been really good. And that had been kind of an issue for Holland at different times, especially kind of when he was first in the UFC. So Brunson's going to test him. And it's kind of an either or fight. I'm really, really, really looking forward to seeing how that ends up, because yeah, that's gonna be a good one. So that'll be a good one.
Brunson, I'm rooting for you, dog. I'm rooting for you, man. Just because you done watched a couple of our stories on Conversations at the Shop and my own story. So I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you, G. Let's talk about these eye pokes. Somebody got their eye damn poked out last week.
Bilal Muhammad, that was ridiculous how bad. I've been watching this since forever. A lot of eye pokes, a lot of really bad eye pokes. That man was screaming on the ground after he got his eye poked. Like,
shit almost came out.
It like the picture, there's one really good zoomed in picture. I mean, you can see it inside and like almost digging back in the eyelet. Like, oh my God. It was bad. And it sucks on both ends. For Muhammad, that was his first. He's been trying to get himself a big fight for a long time. And this was his first one. And it wasn't going well. Edwards was clearly beating him up to that point. It looked like it was going to be a very good Edwards win, but you don't get that finality to it.
Right.
And for Edwards, who's been trying to get a fight for like 2 years now, and he finally gets it, and then it ends like that. That sucks. You know, so it's a no win for everybody. And it was really unfortunate. And if you haven't seen the pictures of Bilal Muhammad's eye.
Don't worry, I'm not going to show it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to show it. I'm just letting everybody know. But so
you want to look that up.
Yeah, you look that up on your own time. But we have our own question. Should the UFC change their gloves?
Should have been. UFC gloves suck. There's been a lot of people who said their gloves aren't good. But it's the UFC's. I've always compared Dana White to Vince McMahon. They want to own everything. Like, right. That's always been a thing with WWE. You sign a WWE, you got to sign over your name, your rights, everything. They own all of the stuff. You can't go out with your name. You leave, we still own all of that stuff. UFC wants to own everything that goes into it. They changed their whole the where we're gonna do this exclusive deal with Reebok, and now all of those outside sponsorships that you can, nah, Reebok, and that's for us. That is for, and they're switching out of it. I forgot who was it, Under Armour that they were going to? I can't remember now.
Probably Under Armour, because I believe Under Armour is one of those companies that kind of might be a UFC type deal.
Right. It's something like that. I know they were. It's with Venom. It's with Venom. That's who it is. Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
You've seen their logo. I know. They have a very
good logo. Yeah,
it's like a snake or something. Venum. Venom. That's who their new deal is with. But, aside from
somebody got a bag for that one.
Yeah. But more importantly, their gloves, what it does is the UFC gloves pull your fingers back so your fingers are straight, and then you have to actually close your fist in order to close your fist. Even back in Pride, they had gloves that weren't like that. This isn't some all brand new and all gloves have always been like that. Pride gloves had more of a thing where they curved your fist in, and there was plenty of grappling and submissions and all that stuff in Pride. It's just the opposite. Your gloves naturally, your hands naturally with the gloves are now curved, and then you have to bend your head back in order to grapple. And you can still grapple and do that. whereas the current UFC gloves is the opposite. It forces your fingers back. So if it forces them straight, as opposed to the opposite. Big thing is that it's just becoming more and more of a problem. Rarely are they as bad as the Bilal Muhammad one, but it's always eye pose. And if you can find a way to prevent them, or at least lower the amount that happen regularly, and it's not going to affect the grappling game, which these other gloves don't seem to do, because you do still have open fingers. Why not do them? The answer is, as is normally the case with UFC, is because of money.
Right. They want to own everything. So Corey sent me this video. I'm going to play it real quick. And there's a solution to this. So I'm going to play the video now, just in case y'all, you know.
And the training gloves, the 7-ounce training gloves.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much what these are. So this one is the, let's
see here. So has he developed a different glove for MMA for competition as well?
Yeah. So this
has the UFC seen these? Because they need to make some adjustments.
Clearly. Yeah, we're talking with the UFC, but these are, so these are the ones.
Curved. I like how it's curved. So it sets up that you're in a curved position
already
early on.
Because when you, as you know, when you get the gloves now, they're like a cardboard.
They want to open your hand.
Yeah, they always want to open your hands. Yeah. But this allows your hands to stay in a natural fist locked position, and you don't got to worry about that. Need some help getting it on?
Yeah, big hands. Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's curved right away.
Yeah, curved right away. And then when you.
That's way better. Yeah, like the old Pride gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good padding, too.
So it's.
I like them a lot. These are definitely better than the ones UFC's using right now. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So it's, you know, if you see the X strapping system in there, that also goes in there. So then that way it makes it so that your hand, you don't get the box and break on your hand. It keeps everything, all the muscles, all the ligaments and bones in place. So that way when you're punching, everything is in form.
So this is, it says grappling glove, fight glove.
Yes, grappling glove and fight glove. So these ones were the ones at the factory, and I had to hurry up and get these out just so I wanted to show you these. So this one is going to be like the training one. But we're going to put a different head on the front of it.
What's going to be different about it?
It's going to be just the top is going to be different, a little bit more, so you can punch with, like, you can
hit it with the side.
Hit it with the side. It'd be a little bit like
this. Got some side padding.
He got a lot of
side padding like this a little bit. Here, you know? Okay. So it's going to be a bit bigger, so that way,
right,
you can hit like that and train it.
Like casting punches, like those. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I like these a lot.
Yeah, I mean, but Trevor's whole thing, man, you know, it's all about making it so that fighters can do what they enjoy doing a lot longer and be healthy about.
So, yeah. That was from February of last year. That was from February of last year. Trevor Whitman, very, very well-known MMA coach. He's the guy that Kamaru Usman went to train for the last fight, because him and Burns were both top team. That's the guy, Mazos. So the technology is there. The gloves are there. This can't happen. As
we said before we got on, it's only because UFC wants to put the UFC logo on it, and they want to buy the patent so they can own it all together, so they can create and do this all on their own. And no, we don't do that. We want to get our money, UFC.
And that's not speculation. That was Trevor Whitman a few months later, also went on Joe Rogan's podcast and said this. He said they had discussions with the UFC, but the UFC wanted to own everything. So this is not like just speculation. UFC wants to own everything, and they and that's what it comes down to. Money is more important in this case. Money is more important than the safety of the fighters. Because as you saw Rogan and you saw Rashad Evans, they're talking about, it's not just the curve, it's the padding there, and it's the way that it holds your hand so that you're putting your actual fist in less danger with these gloves too. So there's plenty of positives that come out of making this change. And in the end, it's about money and making the profit. And that's always the overlying factor in everything. And it's the case here.
Yeah, I think that's sad that the UFC wants to do that. Hey, just pay the man what he think he's worth for the gloves and go from there. You can do a partnership. You don't have to own the whole thing. It's always perfectly fine. Because guess what? He can go sell somebody else and get a bag too. And he can go sell somebody else and get a bag.
But that's what they don't want. That's the key. That's exactly what it is. That's what they don't want. They don't want that going anywhere. They want that just for them. It's unfortunate, but that's the world of business in America and capitalism. It's you want to own everything and you want all the money for yourself, and it's kind of how it goes. So unfortunate, but kind of normal.
Very normal. But I think hopefully they can work something out, and hopefully, you know, we can get somewhere. We won't have these dangerous eye pokes or nothing like that anymore, because it's getting out of hand, and nobody wants to lose an eye in the UFC.
Right. Even in the card this weekend, you saw a couple more eye pokes before that fight. It's just, yeah. If you can help fix this problem, work to fix this problem. Come on.
Yeah, we got to. We got to do better. We're gonna move on to Henry Cejudo.
I don't know what the hell's wrong with this man.
Is said he wants Max Holloway. Huh. Why? Did you not watch Max's last fight? Max threw 1,000 punches and landed 998 of them motherfuckers. do you really want to do this?
For those that don't know, Cejudo, this is an ESPN interview. He said his words in regards to Max Holloway. I feel like in the future I'd love to fight him. People would not believe me that I could beat him. He's so damn tall and what he's been able to do. I love the challenge. I love that challenge. I love the fact people don't think I could beat him. He's taller than me and has inflicted more damage on different people. But I feel like I'm too smart and too skilled.
All right. Keep on. That's how niggas get knocked out. Just for shit like that. Shit like that, niggas get knocked out.
So listen, I give a lot of shit to Cejudo because I still don't believe he beat Mouse in the second fight. That being said, he is an outstanding, ridiculously talented fighter. You knocked out TJ Dillashaw. You beat Dominic Cruz. You knocked out Dominic Cruz. Like, you are clearly one of the best lighter weight fighters in history. Shut your dumb ass up and leave Max alone. What is wrong? No. Are you trying to die?
Yes, he is.
What?
I believe so.
It's already, it's 145. Like, it's 145 pounds. You barely can be big at 135. Max is big enough to fight at 155. You, Cejudo, you better off staying retired. It's a challenge. I like when people say that I can beat it. You can, sir. Max will break your face. Leave that man alone. Seriously, Henry. Leave that man alone.
Please do. Mm-mm. Please do. Please do. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Right now. Leave him alone right now. Like, hey, go fight somebody else. Go find somebody else to play with. Holloway right now is not that dude, because the last two fights he won, the first one, the last one before the last one, he should have won. Everybody knows that.
He absolutely beat Volkanovski.
And then he just demolished this last guy he fought. Demolished. This is not the guy to play with right now. But if you can get him, if you can knock out Max Holloway, it's going to be, your stock is going to rise. But
if you can if he can beat Max Holloway, if he can make it competitive against Max Holloway, I don't know. Think of something. I'll do it. He won't make it competitive against it. And here's just because I like to throw shit like this out there. I've said multiple times here that he ducked Piotr Jan because Jan was next in line after he beat Cruz, and he didn't want no parts of that. Jan being at 135. Cejudo said, in terms of fighting at 135, if there was anything at 135 to get my attention, it would be to fight Aljamain Sterling and Piotr Jan at the same time.
Hey, man, I want a handicap match. Well, come on, dog. Hey, chill out, Max.
I actually respect that one. That's actually one of the funnier things that I've heard him say. Hey, chill out. Normally, Max. I hate his jokes. He's tripping. Y'all gonna fuck him up. I think he could beat Aljo. I think Jan will punish him, personally. But he's obviously not wanting any of that smoke. So, I don't know. Look, if you ain't coming back there, just don't. Or unless you're trying to go fight Figueiredo at 125. I'm here for that, too. I see you ain't mentioned him. You have three guys with legitimate claims as champions, two current champs, and one former champ who lost via DQ in a fight that he was winning at the weight classes that you held belts at. And you don't want nothing with none of them.
Nah, man. Why would he? What's the point?
Figueiredo got a name right now. After that ended, after the end of 2020, okay. That last fight with Moreno, yeah. Figueiredo got
Figueiredo,
a name.
Figueiredo. Yes, I honestly know Figueiredo because of that.
Figueiredo has a name now.
So you know, I've been getting my UFC knowledge up because of these guys, so because I can do stuff like this, so I can step in and be a help to the show. So I've been paying attention. Yeah, you know, I've been doing my homework. Yeah. Hey, he don't want that smoke though.
There's names. There are worthy people there at his weight classes that he could fight. He's not meant, but you want to mention Max?
That's the splash, bro. Come on, it's like
fuck out of here.
It's like Rey Mysterio calling out the Big Show almost.
It's just like if I don't know, Andre. It's like Andre Ward saying he's coming out of retirement, but he wants to see Tyson Fury. Like. No, what? You got people close to you. What do you mean? Just, it's right there. No.
Okay. We'll get off topic real quick. Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua just signed a two-fight deal.
I'm here for it.
Didn't he sign a two-fight deal with Deontay?
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember.
But I think the COVID thing, it might have canceled it out. But I remember they were supposed to fight. They were supposed to fight last year.
I thought they fought. Well, they did fight twice.
I'm talking about they were supposed to fight for the third time.
Oh, I honestly don't remember. You might be right. I cannot recall. I don't care to see a third fight between them because, to me, Fury won both of the first two. Again, it was a draw. Okay, give the draw. But, like... Oh, Wilder almost knocked him out twice. Right. But he didn't. And in each and every one of those other rounds, aside from those rounds, he boxed the Wilder's lights. The second fight was just terrible. So honestly, I don't care for it. I actually think Joshua is a much tougher fight for Fury because I think Joshua is a better boxer than Wilder is. Just nowhere near the power that he's got power too.
I've always said this about Wilder. He's a knockout artist. He got that one overhand, and if you can survive it, you can outbox him. That's all
if he ever learns how to box, he'd be a problem. Even in the fights he was winning, the fight he had before the Fury fight. I can't remember the dude's name, but the dude won like the first couple rounds because he was able to outbox him. And then Wilder caught him. And it was a wrap.
All it takes is one.
That's all it takes.
I believe Wilder goes into every fight and just like, I got to catch him one time. I don't care what does happen. As long as I catch him. And when I catch him.
And it's hard to get someone out of that when it's worked for however many fights he fought.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard. It's just like, nah, you got to fix it. Why?
Now we sit here with Anthony Ruiz.
As his next joy. That'll be fun.
Oh my gosh. I hope he beats the hell out of
Deontay in the losers bracket. So in the losers bracket, we have Ruiz and Wilder. That's what this is. It's Ruiz and Wilder in the losers bracket.
Hope he beats Wilder. I'm not.
I just want him to learn how to box. I just want him to learn how to box. That's all and I want.
Floyd told him he would help him, bro. Hey, that's the best defensive fighter out there. Go get your help, bro.
He don't need to be Floyd level, Sugar Ray level boxer. None of
no, just go be. Go train with him.
All he has to do is just be.
Learn the basics. Like,
right. Like when you're the most athletic person in the world, you don't need to be the most skilled basketball player. You just got to be. Just be kind of fundamental. Just have some good fundamentals, and the rest will help. You'll figure out the rest as you go. But just get as you go on. That's LeBron, all Wilder needs to do.
LeBron was that. LeBron was very, very talented, but he was more athletic and he could see the floor better than anybody we've seen since Magic.
Right. If LeBron,
and then all of a sudden he gets a jump shot and he's
right.
He dominated.
He worked to improve the other stuff. It was all athleticism, and then everything else kind of slowly came along. It's like, man, does LeBron ever get a post game? And now LeBron's finally got some semblance of a post game. Like, if he ever gets, he worked on it. It's better than what it was. It ain't LeBron. It ain't
LeBron gets a jump shot. Oh my gosh!
And he doesn't have the greatest. He's not a 40% 3-point shooter, but he's slightly above average. He doesn't have
sense. So I mean,
he doesn't have a Jordan Kobe. He doesn't have a Jordan Kobe post game as a perimeter with all the moves, but he's got a couple of his good moves that he can go to that are effective. That's all you need. That's all Wilder needs. It's a shame. Either way, we got way off topic, but
it was
I don't care. Cejudo, leave Max the fuck alone.
Please.
Leaving it at that. Leave that man alone.
And last topic of the day, Masvidal Usman 2. Masvidal got a full training camp. Are we ready for this?
Does he have a full training camp? No, he's got more of one than last fight.
Yeah, I've been saying last fight was it a week?
Last fight was a week. This one was like a month. What? A month? 261 is next month.
I'm quite sure they knew about it for a minute.
Right. I'm sure it's definitely again more. Yeah, it's April 24th. So, same month and a half.
Weekend before my birthday.
See, weekend after mine. But that's what I'm saying. Like, we're talking 6 weeks. You know, if we're saying he kind of knew about it and they were getting negotiations, we'll say 2 months. That's a good camp. Not always normal, but yeah, that's a good camp. So, you can't have that. That definitely can't be an excuse this time. I'm not going against Usman after what I just saw. Sorry. Gilbert Burns hit him clean
a couple of times,
and Gilbert got some power to his hands. couldn't finish him.
Yeah, man. So I guess I'm excited because it's gonna be fans there. Like, I think that's one of the big things I'm kind of excited for. It's like full right. fans, like 100%. Like, hey, we sit next to each other type shit. Like, it ain't no spaced out type. We are sitting next to each other. Two niggas you don't know. Like, we are here. I think that's the one reason why I'm excited for this fight. I think Usman is gonna win. I don't think he'll do his toe stomp thing this time.
He didn't do it last fight, did he?
No, he didn't do it last fight. But I don't think he'll do this against Masvidal. I think to fuck with him, he'll do it in the first round. Just to fuck with him. That's what I'd do. If I was Usman in the first round, like, I come out, the first time you grapple me, I'm stomping your toe. First time. Hey, you remember what happened last time?
It'd be fun. I think what's been good for Usman, and especially from what I saw against Burns, is that his striking is getting way better.
Way better.
And kudos to him for going to Trevor Whitman, who's one of the best striking coaches in the world. Once again, UFC figure out how to get his damn gloves in there. but he's from his time on the Ultimate Fighter and his first few fights to what he's been now. Like, at first, he was just completely relying on his wrestling. Now was it. I'm just going to take you down. I'm going to control you, and I'm going to do some work on the ground. And it was boring as hell, but it was effective because he's African strong, and you're just not getting out. But it's just what it was. Here you go. I love it.
Come back, dog. We need you. What Kobe do? I mean, what Pippen do to Jordan? You be like,
oh man. But yeah. I'm still gonna lean towards Usman. I still think he's going to be smart and focus mostly on his wrestling, but his striking is getting to the point where he's able to at least not get destroyed on the feet. And it's going to be a question of if he still has some issues and he can get caught like he did with Gilbert. He was able to survive against Gilbert. Can he do it against Masvidal again? That's going to be the question. So,
yes, we'll see. So, we are at the end of the show. So, y'all, man, make sure y'all tune in to us again on Saturday, where the whole crew will hopefully be here Saturday. We have conversations at the shop for all our Twitch users that we watching. Come join the conversation, man.
For sure. I unfortunately probably won't be there because...
Yeah, Pat, you got to work. You got
because the Lakers play at 12:30 in the afternoon for me for some reason. At home, not even on the road, at Staples Center. There's a game at Staples Center on 12:30 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday. This happening.
Yeah, so we finna get up out of here, man. And hey, if y'all didn't know, Corey writes for the Lakers and runs the social media for Laker Nation. So he got work. While we talk basketball, Corey will be work.
I might pop up at halftime or something.
But yeah, we finna get up out of here. I will let y'all know what time with the topics and all this stuff is for Saturday. I put a post as I usually do. But y'all know, come have a conversation with us. Saturday, we will be here, 5:00 Eastern time, man. We are on YouTube, Twitch now. We have a Patreon. Make sure y'all come through with the Patreon. You know, I'm finna post the link on there once we get everything situated. Apple Music. Google Music, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music. We everywhere, man. iHeartRadio. Wherever you get your podcast, we there. And I'm telling y'all, man, y'all make sure y'all jump on this train now, man. Another thing, if you are looking to sponsor a show, basically you take an episode, we run your stuff at the bottom. As you see, you see, you know, the main sponsor, but you see, we will can put your name at there. We will promote your product and all that good stuff. And, you know, you just got to pay. Hit me up in the inbox if you want to know more details about it. So we are now accepting more sponsors for the show. If you want to sponsor an episode, let me know. You can sponsor an episode for a week. You get to have Fight Night and conversations at the shop. And we are everywhere. So your product and everything would be put on notice, and it would be on all streaming platforms that we have, and we have all of them. So
literally.
But yeah, so man, y'all make sure y'all follow us at Conversations at the Shop on Facebook and on YouTube, and y'all can catch the playback, and the show will be uploaded in the morning. I'm gonna get at y'all later. We're gonna head to the baseball game. We out.
Peace.